Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 22 of Blissin' Up. So I'm kind of chuckling because just before I press record on the episode, I look over at the big ass calendar on my wall. Thank you, Jesse Itzler, to see the number of the podcast episode that I was on. And when I saw that it was the number 22, my first thought was, of course it is. You see, a couple of days ago, one of my clients texted me telling me that she's been seeing the number 22 pop up everywhere in her life lately, right? And she was showing me all the proof of, I saw it here and I saw it there, and then this popped up and this popped up. And, you know, she was marveling at the fact that the number 22 keeps coming into her life. Now, why would she share that with me? Well, because I teach my coaching clients to live with big eyes, meaning open their eyes to the signs, the synchronicities, the magic of this universe. Now, my father would call this magical thinking, which I have fully embraced. And I understand that some of these things might be pure coincidences and have no rhyme or reason, but you know what? When you open your eyes to this kind of magic and you enjoy the mystery, it makes life so much more blissful and so much more meaningful. You get to upgrade your human experience by looking around and paying attention to what continues to pop up in your mind, in your reticular activating system, in your little world. And you get to decide what that's going to mean for your life. So she has been living with big eyes and finding magic in all the places. And she starts to see this number 22. And of course, sometimes we see a number or a symbol or an animal or a color or a word that keeps popping up. And we don't really know what it means or why it keeps popping up. But it sparks curiosity. It sparks awareness. It makes you start paying attention. And when she was noticing this number 22, what she did was that she brought it into my awareness. So, of course, I'm about to start recording my podcast episode for this week. And I look over at the calendar and there it is, the number 22. And I thought, now her number just became a part of the collective. Now it's meaningful for all of us. So I looked up a quick Google search on my computer of what the number 22 means. And it symbolizes balance and harmony and encourages us to look for equilibrium in our lives. And I thought that is so appropriate for this week's episode. Because you see, on this sacred Sunday, we are about to enter the month of October. So my focus on this episode is to name the theme for October. And October is an interesting month. It's a month that encourages us to protect our equilibrium and to protect our balance before things become chaotic. And let me explain what I mean by that. I look at October as riding a roller coaster, right? Have you ever been on a roller coaster and you start going up on the roller coaster and you are building anticipation, you know the drop is coming, but you're still calm, you still haven't dropped, your adrenaline isn't up yet, but you know, you kind of know that you're getting there. And as you get closer to the top and closer to the top, the anticipation increases, the excitement increases. And then all of a sudden, you think you're gonna drop, but you don't actually drop. You just kind of plateau just a little bit. And then before you know it, boom, you have dropped and you're off to the races on this wild roller coaster ride, and it's looping and dropping and moving around, and you are in the full excitement of the experience. Maybe you're terrified, maybe you're panicked, maybe you are, it's a complete thrill, but you know that there's butterflies in the stomach and you don't feel a whole lot of control. That's how I feel about the holidays. I don't know if you feel that way, but that's kind of how I've always felt about the holidays. October is kind of creeping up, and then comes Halloween, and then you think you're about to drop, but you kind of plateau in the couple of first weeks of November, and then poof, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, it's all a whirlwind. And you have way more parties than you know what to do with. You have to buy ugly sweaters and gifts and eggnog, and you have end of year stuff, and you have planning for the new year's and thinking about your resolutions, but trying to close everything off. And it could really become frantic and chaotic. And then you include in there travel and family coming in from out of town and preparing for what you're going to cook on certain days and whose house you're going to go to and how you're going to celebrate. And it could all be a whirlwind of chaos, which you could either find completely frightening or extremely thrilling, depending on your personality and your lifestyle and how you approach these kinds of things. So here we are in October, just before the chaos. And we are being invited to think about balance, think about harmony, and think about equilibrium. So I was thinking, what was the theme that I want to suggest for this October? And what is the theme that I personally am going to adopt for October? And the theme I came up with, drumroll please, is close the loop October. This is what I mean by loops. Have you ever heard the saying, I have too many open tabs in my brain? It's usually a person who feels very chaotic because they have a ton of things that they have to do. Like there's all these open tabs, just like in our computers. Sometimes we have our screen and there's 1,000 open tabs in there. And each tab is a decision we have to make, a task we have to complete, something we have to think about, work on, do, put our attention to, etc. And we have 100 of those things going on in our brains at all times. And what happens is that all those open tabs are loops where our energy starts to get trapped in. Each loop has an energetic pull to it. And the more open loops we have, the more our energy is diverted and distracted and consumed by all these loops. And sometimes we don't even realize that we have all of these open loops and that they are draining so much of our energy. And October is a perfect time as we approach the end of the year, the last 90 days, as we go up in that roller coaster in anticipation of a busy holiday season, is a perfect time to take a hard look at our life and all of the loops that we have energy being diverted into and make some decisions about which loops we get to close. What are the things in our lives that are open and pending and lingering that we can either delete, delegate, automate, or eliminate from our life. Because the goal isn't to get rid of all of our loops. The goal is to only have open loops that are leading us in the direction of our dreams and in the direction of our goals. And to get rid of or close anything that distracts us from that. That's the goal, is eliminate the distractions, the energy suckers, the open loops that keep us in a rut, that keep us in indecision, that keep us paralyzed, that keep us small, that keep us behind or overwhelmed or stuck. Those are the loops that you want to get rid of. So I invite you this month to take a look at your life, at the things that you have pending, and decide that you are going to be the kind of person that closes the loops. And this is a good month to start creating that habit. And something that I was thinking about with each month and each theme, look at it as every month you have a new habit that you are trying to adopt. Like last month, I chose the Simply Soulful September theme, and it really, that theme moved my heart. It moved my soul because I've been looking at everything so differently from that Simply Soulful lens. I'm not ignoring that in October. I'm bringing it with me. It's like in Atomic Habits, James Clear talks about habit stacking. If each month, every theme and intention that you have gets you one step closer to the identity of a successful person, the identity of the kind of person you want to become, then you know, each month is like practicing that identity, and then you get to bring it with you. So in this loop, close the loop October, I am using one of the decision makers that I have in closing these loops is the question, is it simply soulful? Does it serve my life in a simply soulful way? So it's, I'm stacking on to this, you know, to this month, something that I'm bringing from me from the past month. Last year in December, I had a theme called Different December. And it was one of my favorite months, right? Because I got to think about how could I show up differently? How can I do things differently than I'm used to doing it? And it changed me because every time that I feel like I don't know how to do something, or I'm not sure if, you know, if this is working for me or serving me or whatever, I think back to Different December and I say, oh, well, I could just choose to be different. I can choose to do things differently. And I brought the theme with me throughout the year. So this close the loop, you're going to practice this October. Maybe it's the first time that you're going to take a look at your life in that way, but then you could take it with you into November, into December, and into 2025. And if you get really good at closing loops, your life is going to change in a significant way because it is going to make you way more efficient, way more effective, and allow you to pursue things that are way more significant. Now, the concept of closing loops is a simple concept, but it is not necessarily an easy one. And the reason it's not easy is because chances are the reason that loop is open in the first place is because it sparks some sort of mental drama in your life to address that loop. It's either something that you have procrastinated on because you don't want to deal with. It is something that it is a decision you don't feel you have the courage to make. It is something that's pending that you dread. It's a task that you dread and you just don't want to deal with. It's something that you're afraid of, right? The reason those loops are open is because you don't want to close them. It takes effort and discipline to close those loops. And I get that because I too have left loops open for way longer than I should because I don't want to deal with something, or because I don't know how to make a decision on that thing, or because of whatever mental drama that loop is creating in my life. And here's the thing. We think that by not dealing with it and by not closing the loop, we are avoiding the mental drama. But what we don't realize is that by not closing that loop, we are still giving that loop our energy. Even if we are not actively dealing with it, it is taking energy from our lives, and we cannot redirect that energy in the most effective, efficient, and significant way until we close those loops. So I get that it is not an easy thing to do, but I invite you to consider, who would you become if you were really good at closing loops? I was reading this book by Rory Vaden. I know Rory Vaden from National Speakers Association, and I saw him speak at Summit of Greatness this September. So his book was available at the Summit of Greatness. And I liked the title a lot because it was called Procrastinate on Purpose. Now, I often think about procrastination, and I say sometimes it is very good to procrastinate. I believe in procrastinating worry, for example. I always say, hey, you should procrastinate worry. Don't worry about something until you absolutely have to, until it becomes, you know, that was a skill that I learned with my dad. You know, my dad got diagnosed with cancer when I was 17 years old. And for the next 17 years, we were, you know, we always had that open cancer loop, right? We had to go to a doctor's appointment and we had to wait for a diagnosis, see if the cancer was gone, see if the cancer had come back, wait for test results, wait for the treatments. There was always that cancer loop lingering in our lives. So I got really proficient at procrastinating worry with that open loop that we couldn't close. We couldn't close it because it was always pending. It was an always impending loop that we always had there in our lives. So I got really good at procrastinating the worry on that. Oftentimes I say we should procrastinate on things that feel urgent but are not important in our lives. Sometimes, you know, WhatsApp chats, you know, there's always like 1,000 WhatsApp chats, and those WhatsApp chats give you a sense of urgency because people are writing to you on a daily basis. And when they write to you and your phone pings, all of a sudden there's urgency there, but it may not be important for you to check that WhatsApp chat regularly, daily, all the time, you know, every time it pings, because then you become a victim to everybody else's schedules, to what's important to everybody else, to everybody else's notices and alerts. It's a good thing to procrastinate looking at those chats for a designated time that you have on your schedule, at, you know, for a moment when you are not consumed by your work or by something that you should prioritize. So when I saw this book, Procrastinate on Purpose, I was like, oh, I wonder what he's talking about, because I love the concept of procrastinating on purpose. And when I started to read it, I read this one page and I thought, this is precisely why people do not close loops. He was talking about being able to say no to things. He was talking about saying no to things, right? Like being able to delete something from your life, eliminate something from your life by saying no. And I'm going to just read this to you because I thought it was so good. He talked about how sometimes in order to avoid saying no, we say a reluctant yes. And he says, a reluctant yes is an uncommitted yes. It's an I don't really want to, but I guess I'm going to yes. And that kind of yes isn't really a yes at all. That kind of yes is really more like a maybe. And then he goes on to say, and maybe is an awful place to be in life. Maybe is definitely indefinite. Maybe is unsure, uncertain, uncommitted, unexcellent. Maybe keeps you stuck. Maybe means you are not moving toward what is in front of you, and you're also not moving toward something else. You see, that maybe is the unnecessary open loops in your life. Those are the loops I invite you to close in October. The maybe loops. The loops that keep you from moving towards what's in front of you and also keep you from moving towards the life you want to live. So he states, along in the page, it states in the book, powerful people do not live with maybe. A yes is great. Yes is a beautiful word. But so is no. No is strong. No is clear. No is resolute. No allows others to move on with their lives. And beyond that, no helps bring another person closer to a real yes. So if you are thinking about how to close the loops in your life, I want you to think about all the places in your life that you may be stuck in maybe. Maybe you want to start this program, but you haven't quite decided. Maybe you need to have this difficult conversation, but you haven't found the courage. Maybe you know you need support in an area of your life, but you keep trying to tackle it all on your own. Where are all the maybes keeping your loops open? That is what I invite you to consider this month, and use this month to close those loops. So I'll tell you a little practical thing that I did. I use Trello. I'm a huge fan of Trello. And I created on one of my Trello boards, I have a Caro's to-do list on my Trello board. I created an open loop board. And I began a checklist of all of the open loops that are within my control that I know I want to handle and close in 2024. Now, maybe I won't be able to get through all of them, and maybe I won't be able to close them all before the end of the year, but that list is highlighting for me the little energy suckers that I have pending around, that I have opened, those little tabs in my brain, and it is making me decide whether I am going to address them, I'm going to delegate them, or I'm going to eliminate them from my life completely. Just decide that this is not something I'm going to do. I am using that board to turn all these maybes into yeses or nos. Now, some of these loops have been lingering for a long time. Like, for example, I need to create an estate plan, and that has been on my to-do list for a long time. I have a will, but I haven't updated it in forever, and it is important that I address that now that I have all these kids. You know, I want to make sure that my life is and my affairs are handled in case I die or my husband dies or we both die. You know, I mean, like, the estate plan is something that's important. And then there are other smaller loops, like my refrigerator has a problem and I need to call in the repair person to fix it, or I need to address something with my health insurance, just minor things that I have lingering in my life. And then there are loops that are going to open and close forever. such as planning vacations. I do not enjoy planning vacations, so I procrastinate on them and then I wait till the last minute, and then the vacations end up being way more expensive than they need to be, and I don't find what I'm looking for. So I need to become better about opening those loops a little bit ahead of time and then closing them ahead of time, as opposed to having them just always weighing on me. So in that case, the loop is not necessarily that I'm closing it once and for all, like take care of this winter vacation, but rather that I need to adopt a system that allows me to handle that loop earlier and more efficiently so that it is not a fire drill. So those are just a few of my examples. Now I ask you, what are the loops you are going to close? What are the maybes you're going to turn into yeses or no's? This requires you to gain some clarity on what is important in your life. What is your priority? It requires you to start organizing your life according to those priorities. It requires you to look in and see emotionally and energetically how these open loops are affecting your ability to progress and move towards the life of your dreams. That's it. That's what we're working on. So I hope that this October will be a huge month for you. I hope that you can tackle these 90 days in a super efficient and effective and significant way, and that you can create this loop, closing the loop theme, not just for October, but for your life forever, so that you can start becoming the kind of person that never has unnecessary energy draining loops open in their lives, and you can free that energy to do big, huge things. All right, everybody, I hope that that will bring some harmony and some balance and some equilibrium to this 22nd podcast episode and to your life. And I hope that synchronistically and magically, this was exactly what you needed to hear on this sacred Sunday. Have a great one, everybody, and I'll see you next week. That's it for today's episode, listeners, but hang tight because we have some exciting announcements to make today. Last week, we hosted our very first Blissen Up giveaway raffle. You had an opportunity to win one of three prizes in exchange for rating or reviewing the Blissen Up podcast on Spotify or Apple. Well, today is the day to close the raffle loop and announce our three winners. But before I do, I just want to thank each and every one of you who took the time to leave a rating or a review for our podcast. With all the loops you have opened in your life, the fact that you took the time to do this has meant the world to me. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I had a massage and the massage therapist gave me a card at the end of the massage with a QR code, and she asked me if I could leave a review. And I fully intended to leave the review, but I put the card in my bag, said, of course I will, and then I went about my merry way. And I got busy. Life has gotten busy, and I still hadn't reviewed the podcast, but the card was there, that little open loop hanging out in my purse. Well, this week, I grabbed that card, and I entered my review. First of all, it felt so good to close that loop that it was kind of lingering in the back of my head. But second of all, I noticed that sometimes we don't realize how meaningful something is to someone until we have been in their shoes. So when I was doing this raffle and realizing how important it is for the business, for the podcast, for that massage therapist, for anyone to get a review from somebody else, Then I also realized that it was my responsibility to show up in that way for people that had provided an amazing service to me. So I went ahead and I closed the loop and I entered my review for her. And that felt so good to be able to do that for her, to be the kind of person that did what I said I was going to do, and to support somebody who is doing good work in the world. So this raffle gave me that new perspective. Now, to announce the winners. The first winner of our upcoming RejuvaFast experience, which will be held on October 20th to October 25th, is Yasmin Moraleda. Congratulations. I cannot wait for you to experience this reset and feel the results of RejuvaFast firsthand. Next up, the VIP seat at Luli B's Spark event goes to the one and only Edie Nieto. You will be joining me at my VIP table for a day of inspiration, transformation, and connection on November 5th, 2024. I'm so excited to share this experience with you. And finally, the winner of the Spark of Bliss coaching session with me is Christine Madrigal. You'll be joining me for a powerful 60-minute deep dive coaching session on your mindset, wellness, and/or relationships. I can't wait to work with you. Once again, thank you to everyone who entered, and congratulations to the three of you for winning the raffle this time. I'll be reaching out to you individually to coordinate your prizes. But if you did not win, remember that you are still part of this beautiful journey. If you want to participate in RejuvaFast or attend Luli B's Spark event or explore one-on-one coaching with me, you can find all the information in our show notes. This is just a little exciting way to get you guys involved and to offer you something fun. But if this is something you want to do, do it. Close that loop and let's work together. Keep tuning in for more opportunities as always and to blissen up your life. So that is officially it for today's episode. I am sending you all so much love and gratitude for being part of this community. Until next time, keep blissening.